This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Variability in rainfall is resulting in a great divide across the state. SDSU Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards reports parts of northern and eastern regions of the state are dealing with excess moisture.
And the West has had steady rains throughout much of the growing season, where they've had extra forage production and more abundant water for livestock than they've seen in a while. But down in that south central part of the state, around Chamberlain, Lyman County, around that area, down to Gregory Tripp County, we've seen worsening drought conditions with stock ponds drying out, short crops.
Lingering drought is the case in southwestern counties, and fire danger, along with surface water supplies, remain a concern. The week ahead brings some relief, at least in temperature, as daytime highs drop to the 70s, while midweek moisture potential remains focused on the Black Hills, shifting to eastern counties by week's end. Crop-wise, moisture is the driving factor, with drier areas also pressured with sunflower pests and grasshoppers. Edwards reports wetter fields may face disease potential.
We've had some warmer weather, but humidity really has been high, so I think we're still on the lookout for a lot of potential disease given how humid it is, especially in the northeast and eastern part of South Dakota.
Stay in touch with climate conditions near you from the South Dakota Mesonet statewide weather stations. Visit extension.sdstate.edu and click on the Mesonet link at the bottom of the homepage.